From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. With 8 days until President-elect Barack Obama takes the oath of office, President Bush is saying his goodbyes. Today, it was farewell to the White House press corps.
As I look to the room, I see Jake, Mike, Herman, and Compton. It just seemed like yesterday that I was on the campaign trail and you were analyzing my speeches and my policies.
They tried a bit more of that analysis at the president's final scheduled news conference.
I'm wondering if you plan to ask Congress for the remaining $350 billion.
Do you believe that the Gaza conflict will have ended by the time you leave office?
You think the Republican Party needs to be more inclusive? Who needs to hear that message inside the Republican Party?
Mr. Bush took on some of those questions, but at turns he was jovial, even a little punchy, calling on reporters by name one last time.
Suzanne. I finally got your name right after,
yes.
How many years?
Six years? 8 years.
8 years. You used to be known as Suzanne, now you're Suzanne.
Suzanne, thank you.
I'm George.
President George Walker Bush's administration turned out to be one of the more closed administrations. One-on-one interviews were rare. Questions have gone unanswered.
Remember this exchange with reporter John Dickerson, then with Time magazine? This was April 2004.
In the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you'd made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it.
President Bush paused.
You know, I just... I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet.
Well, that was 2004. Today, the answer flowed.
Cheryl Stolberg of the New York Times pressed President Bush about his mistakes, and he said this.
Clearly, putting a mission accomplished on an aircraft carrier was a mistake.
And this.
I believe that running the Social Security idea right after the 04 elections was a mistake. I should have argued for immigration reform.
Abu Ghraib was a disappointment, President Bush said, as was the belief that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
Mr. Bush's verdict on those missteps? Wait and see.
There is no such thing as short-term history. I don't think you can possibly get the full breadth of an administration until time has passed.
Now it's President Bush at his last scheduled session with White House reporters today.
I wish you all the very best. I wish you and your families all the best. God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. President.